There is a plaque now. Is it a plaque, Tony, that's at Thalian Hall?
It's a bust.
It's a bust of Tony.
A Roman bust. Oh, my goodness. On a pedestal.
I didn't know.
It's beautiful.
Roman bust on a pedestal. But it did take you 35 years to get them to give you that Roman bust on a pedestal.
Yes, it did.
Yes. And that's basically living, breathing, eating, sleeping, never leaving Thalian Hall, right?
Right. Well, actually, I did my first performance on Thalian Hall stage in 1966. So it actually, the relationship goes back further than that.
Now, listen, did they tell you they were going to create this bust?
I had no idea.
Okay, because I was going to say,
it was a total surprise.
You might have chosen one of your images from when you were first on stage. You were so damn cute.
I know. I miss me.
No, Tony, now you are distinguished, handsome, magnetic, but forget about cute, honey. I think we kind of went past cute just a couple years ago. Enough of that. Let's talk now about Thalian Hall, Center for the Performing Arts, the main attraction series. One event has already happened. That was Taste of the Town. Okay, but now there's an incredible season coming up.
Right. This is the concert and theater events that we bring in from the outside world for the most part. And in October, we have five events. We've got the Swingle Singers. We've got a Chinese orchestra. We've got the Capitol Steps, which is the politics. This is a perfect year.
Now, wait a second. Just back up. The Chinese orchestra, are we talking People's Republic of China?
Yokiln Ceramic Music, and it's all the instruments are ceramic.
Oh, my.
This is an ancient type of Chinese music, and they're only playing three places in America. Only in North Carolina.
And they're coming to Thalian.
It's through a connection that I have, and I brought in a group before. So it's really quite unique. There's anywhere else in this country you can't see this, and in Thalian Hall you can.
That's great. And then the Capitol Steps, when are they coming?
The Capitol Steps are October 18th and 19th. So we've got three performances. And then we end up, and then we have the Paul Taylor Dance Company. We haven't had them for years. This is an extraordinary coup. The cost of the act is unbelievable, and their foundation is actually paying for it. We are getting a top of the line performance of many thousands of dollars for a real bargain because their foundation is actually paying for this performance.
That's great.
And it's a co-presentation with UNCW, mm-hmm. and it will be at Thalian Hall. And so really excited about that. And also we're trying something else. We're bringing in the filmed live performance of Frankenstein, two screening performances, with
Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Ollie,
and the Ollie, and we're trying that. This is an experiment to see for those live theater filming events how it would work in Thalian Hall.
Is that the National Theater?
Yes.
From
National
London.
Theater performance of Frankenstein, and that's on the 27th and the 28th.
Right before Halloween.
Right before Halloween. And one's at 2 p.m. on Monday and then 7 p.m. on Tuesday. So anybody who doesn't want to come out at night, you got a 2 p.m. performance. Now you need to go park in the deck or something, but we're doing it. A 2 and a 7 on two different days. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And then we've got just some wonderful things. First of all, Paula Poundstone later on in the season is a big name. We've got a wonderful original project, which is the film about the bluegrass station out in the country. It's a film called A Man in His Dream, which was shown last year as part of Kookaloras. And we have combined that with a live, an incredible bluegrass band, which will be done as a live radio show, and we will show the film. So we're going to see the whole essence of the development of bluegrass music and broadcast. It's called Broadcast.
Okay, and so will that involve some local people?
Beth Crookham was the producer on the film.
Okay.
But it's bluegrass musicians from the state of North Carolina coming together for this.
Wow.
And this is the only place this is going to be playing in the state. But it may start playing in other places after this. This is an experiment.
If you're just joining us, you are hearing Tony Rivenbark, the executive director of Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts. If you can't find Tony in person, you can always go and talk to the Roman bust on a pedestal of Tony at Daly and all. But right now he's here with us and we're talking about the upcoming season. Actually, it's already begun, the main attraction series. Tony, before we talk about a few more of the events that are in the series, tell people, do they go to ThalianHall.com?
ThalianHall.org.
Okay, ThalianHall.org.
Thalian Hall. You need to say the whole word. ThalianHall.org.
Because there is a Thalian.org, which is different.
Right, which is the Thalian Association Community Theater, which is doing Peter Pan right now.
Right.
But these are the main attractions. These are the events that we're bringing in or producing that are generally more music. We do have several theater pieces. I mean, one, we have a one-man show on Christmas Carol.
Oh, who's doing that?
Jimmy Webb. He's came in and has done the Shakespeare things before.
Oh,
he's
yes.
doing that. Really looking
now,
forward
to
that.
Now, wait a minute. You couldn't get Patrick Stewart? He wasn't just willing to pop out and hang out in Wilmington, North Carolina?
Not this year.
Okay,
we'll
thanks, Tony.
Maybe another time.
Yeah, we'll look ahead.
And then we're bringing in the ballet for young audiences again.
Oh, yes.
With the Nutcracker and the Little Mermaid.
Now, are you dancing in either one of those,
I'm not
Tony?
No, but I will be in Bossy on Broadway, which is the Pied Piper show that we do in January
now,
for
I've
all the school kids.
Now, I've seen Bossy on Broadway. Is this a recreation of this famous?
Well,
or is this
these
a
are
new?
Our shows in rep, and last year we decided we'd do the trilogy in order. So we did Beanstalk, where
trilogy.
Bossy makes her first appearance, and then Bossy on Broadway, and then Bossy in Outer Space. They're the three Bossy plays.
I haven't seen
so
Bossy
this is the Bossy
outer.
Trilogy.
And I'm sorry, I'm losing it over here.
That's
if you've
right.
not seen Tony as Bossy in these productions, it's a great fundraiser for this wonderful group. And Tony, you make a mighty fine cow.
Yeah, and this fine. Year, Bossy's going to be a pink cow.
A pink
strawberry milk.
Oh, strawberry milk.
Yeah,
all right, we just have about 30 seconds left, Tony. What? Just pick out a couple more highlights.
Let Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Hot Sardines, really hot blues band, In the Mood, the big band, the magician, James Galea. It is just an extraordinary season.
Just go to ThalianHall.org to read the entire season, get your tickets, perhaps become a subscriber and a supporter of Thalian Hall. All right. I'm Jamila Erickson. Coming up next on 91.3 HQR News, it's the State of Things from WUNC in Chapel Hill on 96.7 Classical HQR Music of Charles Vardell. Thanks, Tony.